我们上个礼拜讲到，妒忌是出于自己一个做宝座而不肯下台的心。
Last week we said that jealousy come about because we want to be in the throne of our life.
这个天下应当唯我独尊，我才甘愿。
We are willing to be king over the whole universe.
如果别人成了我的竞赛
，If other people become our competitor,
别人成了我的对手
，If other people try to compete with us,
我一定不甘愿的。
We are not willing for that.
所以一个不愿意下台的人
，A person that's not willing to be dethroned,
只愿意坐在宝座上的人。
Who wants to be on the throne all the time?
不能容忍任何一个人超越过他。
Will not tolerate a competitor.
这是过分自信自义的人所产生的感觉。
This is an emotion that came about from a person with full confidence.
完全事情就是这样的吗
？But is it so simple?
不全是这样的。
Not totally.
有时候妒忌刚好相反，是一个自卑的人的一个感觉。
Sometimes jealousy comes from a person who has a sense of inferiority.
当别人比你好的时候
，When others are better than you,
你不甘愿，你会妒忌。
You are not willing for that to happen.
某一些事情别人比你差的时候
，But when others are worse than you,
你有时候也会妒忌他和你不同的地方。
Sometimes you even get jealous of that.
鲁迅在《阿 Q 正传》里面
，The writer 鲁迅 in his book
写了一件事，我从前很不明白，一直笑为什么会这样。
He wrote something that amused me.
Yeah, RQ 坐在一个乞丐子叫花子的旁边。
This person called RQ sat beside a beggar.
那个叫花子全身脏很多臭虫。
The beggar had lots of fleas.
所以他就看见这个叫花子找到一个臭虫，啪一伸出来。
He saw that the beggar was trying to kill the fleas.
他也要找一个臭虫，啪的声音比他大才甘愿。
So he wanted to make the same sound louder than him.
所以他找了半次，找了一粒出来了。
In the end, he found a
flea. 压下去，声音很小。
As he squeezed, there was not much sound.
他气为什么不如他
？He was angry that he was not like the beggar.
连不好的东西也怕输给人。
So we are so afraid to lose out.
那么这个是不是谦卑呢
？Is this humility?
这不要相信认承认别人比你更多优点呢？
Does that mean that we agree that others are better than us?
不是的
，No.
所以他找到找了半次，找到一粒最大最大的臭虫。
So he tried his best and found a largest flea.
他大力压，啪，比那个更大声，他就很快乐了。
And when he killed the flea, he was amused that he was louder than the beggars.
今天我应该说，妒忌是因为人与人相比不肯舍己而产生出来。
So I need to give a definition to jealousy that is a result of competition and we do not want to deny ourselves.
耶稣基督说如果你没有舍己你就不能跟从我。
That is why Jesus said we have to deny ourselves to follow him.
把我们的自己钉在十字架上是很难做的事情。
It is difficult indeed to crucify ourselves upon the cross.
你们要把你们同你们的邪情事业一同钉在十字架上。
We are to crucify ourselves and our evil desires on the cross.
我们小的时候听一个牧师传道讲要老我要死了。你的老我没有死，你很难跟随主。
When we were young, we hear a pastor preaching that we ought to crucify our old self.
那我们怎么样把我们的老我钉死呢
？How do we crucify this old self?
我就做一个最简单的想象。
I had a simple imagination.
我拿锤子，拿个用个钉子把自己钉下来。
I will use a hammer and a nail to hammer myself.
我把老我钉死了。
To crucify my old self.
但是只有一个手钉上去怎么办呢？
But I only have a hand.
所以我要钉第二个手呢
？What do about the other hand?
那我就要用右手来钉左手了。
I will have to use my right hand.
当我需要把右手钉左手的时候
，But when I try to do that,
我一定要用左手把右手的钉拔出来。
I must first remove the nail to the right hand.
放在这里，再用这个把它钉下去。
And then exchange the place.
但要抓住那个钉，才把它钉下去，也不稳定的。
But I have to hold on to the nail.
所以如果我钉完了
，After I finish,
发现两手都钉了，但是这个变成自由了。
I will discover that actually the other hand has become free.
要把它真的钉死，要再把这个拔掉，再钉这里。
Then I will keep to flip flop.
那就永永远远 flip flop 没完了。
And forever I will never finish.
所以钉死老我真是很难。
And so it's difficult to crucify yourself.
到底怎么样过一个老我已经死的生活呢
？How do we then lead a life where the old self has been crucified?
圣经的意思到底是不是这样的
？Is this what the Bible meant?
我相信圣经的意思是超越这些有限的观念。
I do believe that the Bible's concept transcends all this limited thinking.
我们怎么去了解解决妒忌的这个问题
？How do we solve the problem of jealousy?
因为圣经说上帝也有妒忌。
The Bible says God is jealous.
所以上帝的妒忌是一种怎样的妒忌
？What sort of jealousy is this?
那我们应当在这样的妒忌上有份。
We ought to partake in such form of jealousy.
我们都知道，当一个人对两个人这个产生同样感情的时候。
We all know that when a person has the same feelings for two persons,
就产生了三角恋爱。
We say that there is a triangular love affair.
这个时候，爱跟妒忌就并行了。
and love and jealousy will come together.
这个很可怕的事情。
This is something horrifying.
从这里我们看见了，爱与专一，爱与永恒，爱与圣洁，应当有关联才对的。
Here we see that love is connected with unity, with eternity, and with holiness.
上帝说，我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
God said that I will absolutely not give my glory to the idols.
当以色列人把假神当作真神来拜的时候
，When the Israelites worship the idols as if they are real,
上帝就发出这种感情出来。
God reacted with such emotions.
当我们把神的荣耀归给假神的时候
，When we give the glory of God to the idols,
那圣洁的妒忌就产生出来了。
Holy jealousy is produced.
因为这是绝对不能比的事情。
This is something that you cannot compare.
唯有神是神。
God is God.
你应当把神当作神，把不是神的不当作神。
You need to treat God as God and the idols as false gods.
Let God be God, let man be man. 这样你才能把真正的荣耀归给上帝。
And then true glory be to God.
那当我们把这种观念再延伸出来的时候
，When we extend such a concept,
你发现许多时候基督徒需要一种妒忌。
You will realize that Christians need a certain form of jealousy.
那是造就性的妒忌。
A jealousy that is constructive.
那是挽回性的妒忌。
A jealousy that is redemptive.
那是成全性的妒忌。
A jealousy that will accomplish.
这怎么解释呢
？How do we explain this?
也就是当你看见有一些人
，When you look at some people,
他做到了，你没有做到。
They have accomplished things that you have not.
而你应当做到却还没有做到的时候
，And when you should have accomplished something,
你就应当有一种圣洁的妒忌。
What you need to have then is a holy form of jealousy.
那么这句话第一次我听的是从纪志文的口中讲出来的。
When I first heard this, it was from the Reverend Andrew Chi.
他说应当妒忌的事情我们都不妒忌。
He says that we are not jealous of things we ought to be.
应当妒忌的我们都不甘心去妒忌。
We are not willing to be jealous towards the right things.
不当妒忌的事情我们都常常去妒忌。
But we are jealous over things we ought not to be.
这就是我们的灵性不能长进的原因。
This is the reason why we do not grow spiritually.
我听了我感到很奇怪。
I was curious when I first heard it.
所以我很想知道他到底在讲什么。
I wanted to know what he was talking about.
他就提到一些例子出来。
And he gave some illustrations.
别人可以做到的事情。
Things that others can accomplish.
你也可以做到。
That you too can accomplish.
为什么他们做到你没有做到呢
？You need to ask yourself the question why they did it and not you.
因为你懒惰。
Perhaps because you are lazy.
因为你不肯追求。
Or you do not want to strive.
你就应当的看到那些人做到，成为你的一个鼓励自己发奋图强的一个例子。
And you should be motivated by the fact that others have already accomplished it.
我不愿意比他更不好。
I am not willing to be lesser than he is.
我不愿意比他更没有成就。
Or accomplish lesser than he had.
这种妒忌是应该的。
And he said such jealousy is something we ought to have.
我就从这里得了很大的启发。
And I was inspired by this.
这里告诉我们什么呢
？What does it mean?
我们里面有一个潜在能。
It tells us that there is a potential within us.
是神要审判我们，我们很重要要向他交账的一个项目。
In the judgment of God, we would have to account for this.
就是你的潜在能，你发挥到什么地步
？And that is how much of your potential have you fulfilled?
如果你没有尽心尽力、尽量发挥你应当发挥的潜在能。
If you have not developed your potential to the best of your ability,
神的审判会来到你这里。
The judgment of God will be upon you.
因为上帝把恩典赐下来。
Because God has given to you His grace.
要求于蒙恩的人是尽责任成全恩典对他所给的力量。
And He demands that we fulfill all the grace that He has given to us.
所以这就是圣经的公平观很重要的一个原则。
This is an important concept of fairness in the Bible.
因为圣经说多给谁。就像谁多要。
The Bible says that to the person that much is given, much will be
demanded. 少给谁，就向谁少取。
And if less is given to a person, lesser will be demanded.
这种观念只有耶稣基督的口可以讲出来。
Such a concept can only come forth from the mouth of Jesus Christ.
全世界的哲学家没有一个人真正明白这种观念。
All the philosophers of the world do not understand this.
在柏拉图的公平观里面
，In the concept of fairness for Plato,
他知道量的公平是不可能的。
He knows that there is no ability to have quantitative fairness.
There's no possibility of quantitative justice. 什么叫做没有可能有量的公平呢？
What does it mean by not having the possibility of quantitative justice?
可以不可以让全世界人同样的聪明呢
It means, can you make everybody as intelligent as each other?
可以不可以每个人的才干一样样高的呢？
Is it possible for all to have the same talent?
可能不可能每个人的智能都同样的程度呢？
Is it possible for all to have the same intelligence?
柏拉图看出这是不可能的事情。
Plato say it is impossible.
所以有一些人比别人更聪明。
So some are more intelligent.
有一些人比别人更有才干。
Some are more talented.
有一些人比别人更健康。
Some are healthier.
有一些人机会比别人更多。
Some would have more opportunities.
这是我们没有办法把它改正的。
These are things we cannot correct.
这样是全世界不同的工作，有不同等级的人去做。
There are different people fulfilling different tasks in the world.
如果每个人的才智都是一样的话，
If everybody is of the same intelligence,
那么岂不是每个人都要做差不多相同等级的工作吗？
It means that we all have to do the same things.
如果是这样的话，这个世界变成一个怎样的世界？
If that were the case, the world would be a very strange place.
那将是一个更可怕的一个世界。
It would indeed be a horrifying world.
所以保罗说的全身都是眼睛怎么办呢？
The Apostle Paul says, if we have eyes all over our bodies, what will
we do? 全身都是耳朵怎么办呢？
If the whole body is filled with ears,
全身都是口怎么办呢？
If the whole body is made out of mouth,
这样组成的一个人还像一个人吗？
It would not be a human being.
所以呢，耳朵有耳朵的功用。
And so the ears have its place.
是口不能太低。
The mouth could not take the place.
眼睛有眼睛的功用。
The eyes have its function.
是耳朵不可替代。
That cannot be replaced by the ears.
口有口的功用。
The mouth has its function.
是眼睛加上耳朵也不能代替的。
That cannot be taken over by the ears or the eyes.
为这个缘故，我们要安分守己。
Because of that, let's be contented.
那么这个安分守己的独特性。
The uniqueness of this contentment.
怎么样跟公平的观念把它连起来呢？
How do we link this with the concept of justice?
所以你只有看耶稣基督的话，你才能真正明白。
You can only understand this through the words of Christ.
耶稣说，主人给三个不同的仆人，一个五千，一个两千，一个一千。
Jesus Christ said that the master gave three different servants different talent, one 5,000, 2,000, and a
1,000. 这已经很清楚地告诉我们，神的恩典、神的恩赐、神给人的机会、神给人的才干，本来是不等量。
The parable immediately tells us that God in the first place gave all of us different things.
法国大革命的时候有一句很重要话，就是 "Men are created equally." 这句话根本不是圣经的思想。
The French Revolution says men are created equally. This is not from the Bible.
因为这些人根本不是尊重圣经的人。
And these people did not understand or respect the Bible.
他们那个时候所相信的上帝是自然的神，而不是创造的神。
They believe that God is the God of nature, but not the creator.
是自然界的自然神，不是创造世界的救赎神。
Like nature is God and not the God that created the world and redeemed us.
所以他们不得不要讲到这个世界是上帝造的，但是创造世界以后，神就把世界撇开来，与世界完全没有关系。
In their concept, God created the world and then left it all alone.
那这种观念认为他们的宗教是比所有的宗教更远、更古、更先的宗教。
And so they believe that their faith is a lot more ancient than other faith.
这个人这种称法叫做 natural religion.
This is called natural religion.
他们又说所有的 religion is the distortion of original natural religion.
他们 all the religion is 所有的宗教是以前的宗教的变种。
这是现在已经曲解了原先的宗教了。
That it has been distorted.
现在已经不是原先的宗教。
Not the original.
所以他就敢说呢 ，men are created equally.
所以人都是平等的。
美国的 Thomas Jefferson 也这样相信。
Thomas Jefferson also believed.
人被造是完全平等的。
That we are created completely equal.
我们只能说在某些层次平等。
We can say that they are equal in certain aspects.
在恩赐上、在才干上、在理性上的功能上，完全不一样。
But in the area of talent, intelligence, and other aspects, they are not equal.
我的解释是 ，men are created individually.
人是个人化的被造。
Men are created instinctively.
人是有直觉的被造。
Men are created personally.
人是有个人化的存在，
每一个人是一个独特的与动物不同的自由自在的被造的一个个性。
We are created individually different from the animals.
所以每一个人要真正从神与他的关系中间找到他自己的独特性跟他自己的功用。
And so we need to find our own uniqueness and our purpose in our relationship with God.
为这个缘故，我们尽量避免我们与人相比的这种情形。
Because of that, let us not compare ourselves with others.
因为圣经不许可我们与别人相比。
The Bible disallows us to compare ourselves with others.
所以与人相比，产生了心理上许多不需要有的现象和毛病出来。
When we compare with others, ourselves with others, we create a lot of unnecessary problems.
保罗对哥林多的教会怎么讲呢？
The Apostle Paul says to the church in Corinth,
那些假先知
those false prophets,
那些错误的人
those false teachers,
他们将自己比自己
they compare themselves with others,
他们将自己比别人
they compare themselves with other people,
所以他们这样做是不应该的
Paul says this is not to be,
这句话是什么意思呢
what does this mean?
也就是我们要个别在神面前向上的负责而不是用比较来认识我们自己
It means that we need to know ourselves by being accountable to God individually instead of comparing.
当一个人把自己与别人相比的时候
，When we compare，
他一定是从量起。
We will compare quantitatively.
他就在量的不同中间产生埋怨。
And then we will complain because there's quantitative difference.
产生了妒忌。
We will have jealousy.
产生了对神的厌烦。
And we will be sick of God.
对神的这个咒诅。
And we will curse God.
这就是无神论的开始。
This is where atheism starts.
无神论的人不是真正相信没有神存在。
And atheist does not really believe that there is no God.
无神论的人真正要表达的这一种神是不应该存在才对的，那个叫做无神论。
Atheists actually believe that such a God should not exist.
所以 Edwin Orr, Dr. Edwin Orr, 他说什么叫做无神论者呢
？Dr. Edwin Orr gave a definition.
就是把神信成反面东西的那些人，他叫做无神论。
They are people who believe in God in the negative way.
Those theists believe the theism in reverse. 所以这些人是把这一位神这样的神不承认，那位神不应当是这样，这样的神我不能相信，所以叫做无神论。
They say that this sort of God I cannot believe, and so they become atheists.
因为他们内心的深处不能接受这样的神。
Deep in their heart, they cannot accept such a God.
所以他们宁愿相信一个。神不是这样的，但那个人不知道在哪里，所以他们就说我是无神论。
And they declare themselves atheists because they are not willing to believe in this God.
我相信他这个解释是一个很重要的解释。
I believe this to be an important definition.
因为今天许多的人如果是真正无神论，为什么他要气上帝气的半死？有没有人气不存在的东西呢
？Because if atheists truly do not believe in God, why would they be so angry with God?
无神论要达到神。有没有人达到不存在的东西
？Why would atheists destroy something that does not exist？
当你辩论的时候
，When you have a debate，
当你咒诅的时候
，When you curse，
当你埋怨的时候
，When you complain，
当你攻击的时候
，When you attack，
你先假设你所攻击的存在是存在的，你所攻击的对象是你所讨厌，否则你没有办法攻击它。
You must first assume that the object of your attack exists, or there is nothing to attack。
而如果无神论是真的话。
If atheism is true,
你没有办法证明，因为没有的东西是不必证明的。
There is nothing to talk about because you don't have to prove non-existence.
当一个人站在无神论的立场反对上帝的时候，已经证明他是相信，因为上帝需要让他来反对。
When a person says that he's an atheist and is opposing to God, he already proved that God exists that he can oppose.
为什么反对呢
？Why is there a need to oppose?
因为他的做法我不赞成。
Because I do not agree with his methods.
因为他私人的状况分量不等，我不赞成。
I do not agree with the state of the world.
但是很奇怪的事情发生了。
But a curious thing will happen.
如果上帝给你多，给别人少，你就很赞成。
You will agree with God if you receive a lot more than others.
这个上帝太好了，对我这么好。
We say, oh, this God is great.
对我好是可以的，对别人好是不可以的。
He can be good to me, but not to others.
所以严格的说，无神论的人不是不信神，是认为他应当做神，所以他不信别人做神。
Strictly speaking, the atheists does not that they do not believe in God, but they do want to be God themselves.
我们回到今天的这个观念里面。
Let us return back to our theme.
柏拉图相信这个分量的相等是不可能的。
Plato believes it is impossible to have quantitative justice.
柏拉图哲学里面的公平观是什么呢
？So what is his concept of justice?
他说每一个人按照他的才干做适合于他的工作，这就叫做公平。
He said justice come about when we do the task in accordance to our talent.
你是个高智能的人，你应该做高级科技的工作。
If you are highly intelligent, you ought to do work that is highly intelligent.
你是个低智能的工作，你天天扫扫地就好了。
If you are not of high intelligence, maybe you just sweep the floor.
低智能的人不需要妒忌高智能的人。
A person with low intelligence ought not to be
jealous. 高智能的人也不可以轻看低智能的人。
And the intellect should not despise the lowly one.
因为我们领受的本来是不一样的。
Because in the first place we have received different things.
就因为我们领受的是不一样。
And because of that,
所以人被造根本不是平等的。
We are not created equal.
若是这样的话，
if that were the case,
那么妒忌的问题就可以解决了。
The problem of jealousy would be solved.
但是耶稣基督讲出了比柏拉图更高更高的层次。
But Jesus Christ said something that's more profound than Plato.
耶稣的公平观是什么呢？
The concept of justice for Jesus.
Justice in responsibility.
就是负责任的公平观。
这个是我们对神的责任之间的公平观。
There is a responsibility towards God.
我多次对你说 ，Men are only creature to be created with the responsibility.
人是唯一被创造的活物，能够回应上帝。
我们能对神产生反应。
We can have a response to God.
我们才被称为是人。
Because of that, we are human beings.
上帝把恩典赐给我们的时候
，When God gave us His grace,
既然没有分量相等的可能。
Since there is already no quantitative equality,
所以我们不需要为这件事埋怨上帝。
We need not grumble against God.
也不要为这件事轻看自己。
Or despise ourselves.
更不必为这件事我们彼此比较。
Certainly, there is no need to compare.
好，我们从恩典跟责任之间的关系，我们来建立正常的人际关系。
But our interpersonal relationship ought to be built on the correct concept of responsibility.
耶稣说。多给谁向谁多要
Jesus Christ said more will be demanded from those who more receive
少给谁向谁少取
and less will be demanded from those who less receive
这句话就解决了整个世界哲学里面没有办法解决的公平观的问题
and this phrase itself solved a lot of problems in philosophy
所以耶稣基督说你既然得到多
Jesus Christ said since more has been given to you
你就应当多交账
More would be asked from you.
如果你领受的少
if you have received less,
神对你的追讨也少
God will ask less from you.
这样我们的上帝还是公平
So God is fair.
当圣经说上帝是公平的时候
When the Bible says God is fair,
不是片面的名词
It is not a superficial description.
不是袒护的名词
Or for self-protection.
不是自圆其说的名词
Or for self-actualization.
因为神的道是最完美的
The word of God is perfect.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝有绝对的主权。
God is absolutely sovereign.
所以他要多给谁就多给谁。
So his sovereign will give someone more.
他少给谁就少给谁。
And will give someone less.
他不给他也有权柄。
He also have the power not to give.
圣经很清楚地说上帝说我要恩待谁就恩待谁我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
The Bible clearly says that I will have compassion towards those I would have compassion.
那有一些人误解了圣经，就把这个当作领受多的人可以骄傲，因为上帝是在他这一边的。
Some people mistaken the phrase to mean that God is with them.
我耶稣基督这一句话就平衡了这种错误的解释。
But the sentence mentioned by Jesus gave a balancing power to this.
你多给谁，就向谁多要。
The person that has been given more will be asked.
所以那些领受多的人没有可以骄傲的理由了。
And so there is no reason for arrogance.
他们倒要恐惧战惊，等候上帝的审判。
On the contrary, we need to act in fear and trembling before God in
judgment. 基督徒蒙拣选，基督徒蒙上帝预定的恩典。更不应当有骄傲的可能。
So a Christian ought not to be arrogant when he's elected for the grace of God.
因为圣经说，上帝的审判要从上帝的家开始。
The Bible says that God's judgment was begin with His own house.
你既然比别人更蒙恩，你就比别人多受审判。
And since you have received more grace than others, you will be judged harshly.
你既然比别人更有恩赐。你要比别人交更多的账在上帝面前。
And since you have been given more talent by God, you will be accountable for it.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们把这些的原则归纳起来。
And when we summarize all this,
我们看到了圣经的总原则。
We see the general principle of the Bible.
上帝是慈爱的，上帝也是公义的。
God is love and God is just.
上帝是施恩怜悯的，上帝也是施行审判。
God is gracious, but God is also the judge.
上帝是把恩赐给人，上帝也是要人向他交账的上帝。
God is a God that gives us talent and He wants us to be accountable.
这个角度来看，我们每一个基督徒的灵性。
From this angle, let us look at the Christian spirituality.
我们需要有的感情是怎样的感情呢
？What sort of emotions then do we need?
不是骄傲
，not arrogance.
不是轻看。
Not despise,
不是自以为意
not self-righteousness,
不是贬低别人
not looking down
但是恐惧战惊在上帝面前用责任感来交付我们所应当尽的责任
But in fear and trembling before God we need to fulfill the responsibility
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁
The apostle Paul says that I know whom I believe
我更知道他能保守我交付他的 直到那日。
And I know that he will preserve what I've given to him until that day.
其实这句话希腊文可以两种翻译。
In the Greek translation, there are two versions.
第一个翻译就是刚才所讲的。
The first one is what we just said.
我深知我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believe.
我更知道他能保守我。
And I know that he will keep me.
也能保守我所交付给他的，直到那一天。
And keep that which I've given to him until that day.
主啊，我把这些交给你。
Oh Lord, I give you all these things.
不会损坏的。
They will not be damaged.
你会保守他。
You will preserve it.
直到那一天。
You will keep it till that day.
这句话又可以怎么翻译呢？
But there's another explanation.
我深知我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believed.
我也知道他能保守我。
I also know that he will keep me.
更能保守他所交托给我的，直到那天。
And also keep that which he has given to me until that day.
所以这样的就更深一层的意思发挥出来。
And so there is a deeper meaning.
我们在神面前是受托负责。
We are stewards before God.
保罗在哥林多后书第六章说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
上帝已经把和好的道第五章托付给我们了。
God has given us His word.
叫我们使世人与上帝和好。
That we will be reconciled with God.
因为这份已经托付给我们了。
This duty has been given to us.
神托付给我们，神就有权柄要我们向他交账。
And since He has given it to us, He will hold us accountable.
这样更多恩典的人，
A person with more talent.
应当更加谦卑。
Would be more humble.
更多恩典的人，
the more talent you have,
更加顺服。
You need to be more obedient.
更多恩典的人，
the more talent you have received,
更多敬畏。
The more holy you should be.
更多恩典的人，
the more talent you have,
更多惧怕。
The more fear you should have.
就是惧怕怎样向上帝交账。
To fear how you should be accountable to God.
更多恩典的人，
the person with more talent,
更加努力。
Or to work even harder.
许多时候，当我很累、很有病的时候。
Many a times when I am tired and sick,
我也很盼望就好好乖乖休息下来。
I of course wanted to rest.
最亲近我的人也常常会劝我。
And my loved ones would often tell me,
你就休息一些之后吧。
Why don't you just rest?
我们替你安排其他的事情。
We will take care of the rest of the things.
但我心里的深处有一个反抗的声音。
But deep in my heart there is a voice of resistance.
就是不能，不能，不能。
I cannot do this.
因为我以后要交的账比你们多。
Because I have to account more to God.
你们只知道我的疲乏。
All of you only know my weariness.
你们不知道我要受的审判是什么。
But you will not know how God will judge me.
我老实说，你们没有一个人可以代替我受审判。
I will honestly say that none of you can take my place in
judgment. 唯一的办法就是我做成神要我做的工作。
The only way out for me is to fulfill the task He has given to me.
这种感受在你心中有多少，我不知道。
I don't know how much of this sort of feelings you have.
但我清楚知道，耶稣说，向谁多给，就向谁多要。
But clearly I know that Jesus Christ says that to the person that's given more will be asked.
这个恩赐的程度跟追讨的程度是完全成正比的。
The accountability is proportional to the amount of talent you have.
只要我的身体没有垮下去。
So as long as I'm still able to stand,
我还有可能站起来。
If I still have not collapsed,
只要我开口还有声音可以讲出来的时候。
If there's still a voice when I speak,
我一定不会放弃我的机会。
I will not give up the opportunity.
两三年前我在南美洲讲道。
About 3 years ago when I preached in South America.
发生了一件从来没有发生的事情。
Something that happened uniquely.
可能是我吃错东西。
Whereas I ate the wrong things.
所以结果呢，我整个声音沙哑到一点声音都没有。
And my voice became hoarse.
那一天讲我就讲，我今天没有办法讲道，就这样的情形。
And I could completely lost my voice.
那么那一天就是唯一的一次在巴拉圭讲道。
That was the only day I was to speak in Paraguay.
巴拉圭等我去讲的，等了好几年，就是那一天。
Paraguay waited for me for many, many years.
就是唯一的那一天，我完全没有声音。
On that particular day, I lost my voice.
所以我想今天晚上怎么讲到呢？
And I wonder how I will preach.
车越开越近了。
As the vehicle got closer to the home.
进了城市以后。
After you entered the city.
进了礼拜堂的时候。
Into the church.
他们几个人就出来欢迎我，很欢迎你来，我们等很久了。
They welcomed me warmly and said, "We waited for a long time."
谢谢
I said, "Thank you."
他们就看来看去了。
They stared each other.
那今天晚上这个人要讲到怎么办呢？
What are we going to do?
我很想对他说，今天不讲好了。
I was wanted to say, "I cannot speak." I lost my voice.
但我的心不能。
But I could not.
我还是要讲。
I needed to preach.
所以我就躺下休息。
So I lie down and rest.
到时间到的时候呢？
When the time was up.
我说你们去祷告。
I said, go and pray.
祷告，祷告。
They prayed.
哇，每一个来听到的人祷告的声音都比我声音大50倍。
All of them prayed a lot louder than my voice.
50 times.
50 times louder.
我根本没有声音的。
I did not have any voice.
我就上台。
So I went on to the pulpit.
上台的时候呢
，When I reached there，
我不能讲话
，I couldn't speak。
我就写几章几节在黑板上。
I wrote down the verses on the blackboard。
把题目写下来。
And the theme。
然后请一个人念给他们听。
And I asked someone to read it out。
那么他讲，哎，原来汤姆斯是哑巴的。
They thought that I was mute。
我们从前听过他的录音带。
We have heard his tapes。
他根本不是哑巴的嘛。
He was not mute。
怎么今天变成哑巴的
？Why is he mute now？
念完了以后
，After reading it，
我们。
I say, let us pray.
大家站起来。
Everybody stand up together.
他们站起来。那我知道一个秘诀。
I have a secret.
就当我鼻子跟口腔中间的东西，很多东西弹射住的时候，我就完全没有声音。
I know that I would lose my voice if there's a lot of mucus in my mouth.
靠近声带的地方有一些东西弄住的时候，我就没有办法讲话。
I will not be able to speak if there's something stuck in my larynx.
就是1965年。第八天在美丹的布道会，我发现我身体的一个性质。
This is what I discovered on the eighth day of the gospel rally in 1965.
所以我要一个样把它尽量把这把它弄出来。
So I must try my best to expel it.
尽量弄，每一次弄出来声音就大一点点。你看我现在声音大了哦，一弄出来声音更大了，喉咙都再咳出来更大了。
And I could speak louder.
这样十分钟以后。
About 10 minutes later,
他们就开始听见我的声音越来越大越来越大。
My voice became louder.
所以他们以为这是他们祷告的果效。
They thought that this is the result of their prayers.
有的人说感谢主在这里行神迹。
They say thank be to God that's a miracle.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹， Dear brothers and sisters,
这样的事情发生的时候，
When such things happen,
我相信没有一个人不会原谅我不讲道。
I believe people will be forgiving if I
will not preach. 我相信我有足够的理由对他们说，我今天不能讲道。
And I believe that I have enough reasons to say I will not preach.
但我的心就不能做这样的决定。
But in my heart, I cannot decide.
我的脚就是不能停止向讲台走上去。
My feet cannot stop moving towards the pulpit.
为什么呢
？Why？
你的内心的深处受这一个圣经的公平观的观念影响很深。
Because I've been influenced deeply by the biblical concept of justice.
但我知道神在我身上要我求的，要求于我的是什么的时候。
When I know the task that God has given to me.
他对我的要求是什么的时候。
When I know what He demands of me.
我告诉你，没有一个人可以劝我。
I tell you that no one can persuade me to do otherwise.
我也感到魔鬼用你了。
The more you try to persuade me, the more I will think that you're a tool of the
devil. 以后我受审判的时候，绝对不是你们可以代替的。
When I stand before the Lord in judgment, you cannot take my place.
就在这样的光景中间。
In such an understanding.
神一步一步地引导我走侍奉的道。
The Lord has guided me step by step in my life.
当我第一次因为撞车脑震动的时候。
When I had my concussion of the brain for the first time, I had an accident.
我把好多年的时间的事情完全忘记掉了。
I've forgotten many things for many years.
所以人家说这个人已经没有用了。
So some people say that because of the concussion, he's now useless.
我只听见我躺在地上，四周都是人，都是头看着我。那么在一个人家的店里，不知道在哪里。那我到底为什么躺在这个地方，我也不知道。
I didn't know where I was, but I was just lying on the floor in a shop.
我摸头上都是血。
I realized I was bleeding from the head.
我想，哦，我大概撞车了。
I thought probably I had an accident.
我完全想不起什么来。
But I could not remember anything.
他们当时，哎，某某人。
They called out to me.
你住在哪里？
Where do you
我们送你回家。
We'll send you home.
我不记得我住在哪里。
I cannot remember my address.
街道的名字都不知道。
I didn't even know what the name of the street was.
号码也不知道。
Or the number of the house.
我那个时候在加拿大开布道会第九天。
It was the ninth day of the gospel rally.
发生了这个事情。
There was an accident.
那么我不知道我住在哪里。
I didn't know where I live.
我也不知道电话是什么数目。
Or the telephone number.
所以后来他们就说啊，不必问，不必问，问了好几分钟都没有回答，这个人没有用了。
They all some passerby say this is gone.
一个一个就走开了。
They all left.
但好像有两三个比较不同情心的还站在那边看我。
But there were two or three that were more compassionate. They remained.
十多年的事情完全忘得一干二净。
I could not remember things that happened for many years.
我只记得我九岁的时候从中国到苏拉巴亚下船的那个时候也完全忘记了。
I only remember the scene of coming to Surabaya when I was nine.
我怎么下船变成躺在这里呢？
Why did I come from that point till now?
There's a gap of 49
to 76. From 1949 to
65. 65年当中的事情我都忘了。I
cannot remember all these years.
现在呢，突然间有一个数目慢慢出来了。
And suddenly a number appeared.
某某数目，我念念念念念，哎，他们就打电话。
And I told them the number and they called.
证明我答对，我的数目是记对的。
And I remember the correct telephone number.
所以有个牧师就跑过来了。
And a pastor came by.
把我接过去到医生那里去。
And took me to the doctor.
缝了我已经这个破口的地方。
And I had stitches on my head.
然后呢，我说现在几点了？
And I asked, what's the time now?
他们说四点半了。
4:30
我就从床上爬起来
I came up from the bed,
请一个人快快带我到一个教会去讲道
and I asked someone to send me to the church to
因为四点半青年布道会开始了
Because the youth rally would start at 4:30
医生说不可以走不可以走
The doctor said you cannot leave
你不能讲道的
You cannot preach
我说不管我一定要讲道
I said I have to go
我去了
I went
讲的时候呢
When I preach
好像刀一直在割我的脑一样的
It was as if knives were cutting my brain
结果讲不到半个钟头又分下去了
Half an hour up into the preaching, I fainted.
把我带回去，在一个人的家里睡觉。
They took me to someone's house to sleep.
就这样20个钟头，完全不能站起来。
And I couldn't get up for 20 hours.
有一些人没有良心。
Some people did not have any
conscience. 他说明天你要讲5次，我再加一次给你好不好？
They still asked me to preach one more session.
对，很多人喜欢听你讲道。
They say that, well, you know, a lot of people want to listen to you.
我完全不能回答。
I could not answer them.
因为我看着他不久，我就睡下去了。
Because I fell asleep.
是不是医生给我打故意给我打睡觉的我也不知道
I don't know whether they injected me with some medicine
第二天晚上七点的时候
But at 7 p.m. the second evening
这是最后一个晚上的布道大会
The last gospel rally night
第十天的晚上
On the 10th day
所以我无论如何一定要起来
I had to get up
他们说不可以的
They said no
你会死的
You will die
我说管我死不死我要去讲道
I say I have to preach.
这是第十天的布道会。
This is the 10th day of the gospel rally.
所以他们说这个人硬到这个办法没有办法劝他的。
They all say that he is so stubborn.
三个医生预备各样的，这我心里看他们神经病。
And the 3 doctors were panicking and they prepared a lot of things.
甚至那个这个活动的床都已经预备好了。
And also a stretcher.
马上就把我带进医院了。
Wanted to bring me to the hospital.
我那天知道是最后一场的聚会，人满到外面这个大门。差不多在院里这边都是人。
The place was completely filled up and all the way into the garden.
我一面讲一面像刀在刺一样的。
As I preached, it was hurting in my head.
我就抓住讲台讲道。
I grabbed hold of the pulpit stand.
三个医生在那边紧张的不得了。
The 3 doctors were worried on the side.
一直讲了超过1个钟头20分钟。
I preached more than an hour 20 minutes.
我想讲完了死了就算了。
I thought I would die after that.
我就吩咐他们奉献做传道人。
And I challenged them to give their life to be preachers.
那天晚上100个人奉献。
100 people came forward.
以后我就差不多昏倒了。
And then I almost fainted.
就这样躺在床上40天不能起来。
And then I was bedridden for 40 days.
过了9个月以后才慢慢恢复健康。
And I only restored my health 9 months later.
1965年的事情。
This was something that happened in 1965.
这些侍奉的精神从哪里来的
？Where did all this spirit of ministry come from？
这种劲从哪里来的？
Where did the strength come from?
就从这句话来。
It comes from this.
多给谁，向谁多要。
More will be demanded if more is given.
我们的神是慈恩的神。
Our God is a gracious God.
我们的神也是审判的神。
He is also a God of judgment.
当一个人只有恩典的救恩，没有审判的救恩的时候。
When we only understand talents without judgment.
这个人就是个浪费恩典、徒受恩典，也是糟蹋恩典的人。
We will waste away the talent that God has given to us.
今天教会不能复兴，就是因为这两方面不平衡。
The reason why we do not have a revival in the church is because of this.
这些的经历
such experiences,
加上基督恩牧师那一句话
and the words that Reverend Andrew Chi spoke,
我产生了另外一种侍奉的观念态度
gave me another attitude towards ministry.
为什么别人达到了你不能达到
and that is why I cannot accomplish
what others have done. 为什么别人做到了你没有做到
why I cannot do things that others have done.
你应当有健康的妒忌
We need to have such healthy jealousy.
你应该有正常的妒忌
A normal jealousy.
你应当有圣洁的妒忌
A holy jealousy.
就是当比你更没有恩赐的人做到了比你更大的工作的时候你为什么不妒忌他呢
You ought to be jealous of a person who is lesser of lesser talent but accomplish more for the Lord than you did.
这种健康的妒忌不是杀害人不是毁坏人是建立自己
And this sort of jealousy does not destroy others but build up others.
这种妒忌不是犯罪是拯救自己脱离懒惰的罪
And this jealousy is not sin but will rescue you from the sin of laziness.
你连自己对自己都常抽油啊起来吧
You need to say to yourself Stephen Tong rise up.
不要再被肉体所欺骗
Do not be deceived by the body.
不要再贪爱世界
Do not love the world.
你不要因为肉体软弱心里甘愿做的事情都没有做了
Do not because you are physically weak, you do not accomplish things that you want to do in your heart.
主耶稣说你们的心是干硬的，只是你们肉身软弱。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that the flesh, the heart is willing, but the flesh is weak.
所以主耶稣在克西马尼园看见三个最爱的门徒，在他最重要的关头的时候。都沉睡下去。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, the three most beloved disciples all fell asleep.
如果连彼得、雅各、约翰三个人都睡觉，全世界的教会还有什么盼望？
If the apostle Peter, James, and John fell asleep, what is the hope for the rest of the world?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天你看见有些比你恩赐少的人做了比你更多的工作吗？
Do you see great accomplishment by people with lesser talents than you do?
你为什么以你的恩赐比别人更老，轻看别人，来以为自己更厉害呢？
Why do you despise others when they have lesser talents?
犹太人最大的罪
The greatest sins of the Jews
就是上帝把圣道交给他们他们就因此以特权轻看全世界的外族
Would be the sin of despising others because God's word was not with them
上帝把耶稣基督赐给他们他们就把他钉在十字架上
And they crucified Jesus Christ although God gave Christ to them
他们以为自己有了圣经有了律法所以他们是高人一等的民族
They think that there are people that is higher than all people because they have the word of God
哦，求主可怜我们
May the Lord have mercy on us
当我看见一个年轻人很爱主的时候
When I look at a young person fervent for the
Lord 我想着我年轻的时候有没有比他更爱主
I ask myself was I more fervent than he was
如果我看见他比我年轻的时候更爱主
If I see that he's more fervent than I was,
我虽然没有办法回头到我年轻的地步
although I cannot turn back the clock,
我会产生一个自己责备自己的妒忌
I will have a form of jealousy that will rebuke myself,
我应当超越他
that I ought to surpass him,
因为他的恩赐没有比我强
because he's less talented
than I am,
所以我
要尽我的力量做我应当做的事
so I need to try my best to do my job,
这种妒忌是应该的
we ought to have such form of jealousy,
你看见别人奉献比你多
When you see others giving more in offering,
你为什么甘愿落后呢
Why are you willing to fall behind?
你看见别人奋斗比你强
When you see others striving more than you did,
为什么你甘拜下风呢
Why are you willing to give up?
为什么在这些好的事情上不妒忌呢
Why do you not jealous of all these good things?
我一生最使我惊奇的一句话就是在台北有一个19岁我想应该19岁的孩子他对我讲了一句话
One of the things that made me most astonished was words coming from a 19-year-old.
神说讲座第二天的时候
On the second day of the theological seminar,
我还没进到讲台去讲到以前
Before I entered into the hall,
我从大门经过
I walked by the
里面的人都在唱诗
They were all singing hymns.
看这个青年在那走来走去不要进去
There was a young person that was walking
看看书摊
And he was looking,
慢慢书
looking at the books.
我对他弟兄时间到了你进去听吧
So I said to him, brother, the time is up, go in.
他说我不进去。
He says, no.
哎，我感到奇怪了。
So I thought it was strange.
我说为什么不进去？
I asked, why not?
他说我妒忌你。
He said, I'm jealous of you.
我不明白他讲什么。
I didn't understand what he was talking about.
我说你什么？
I said, what were you talking about?
我妒忌你。
He said, I'm jealous of you.
我说你妒忌我吗？
是。He said, yes, I'm jealous of you.
19岁的孩子。
19 year old.
我你为什么妒忌我？
And I asked him, why?
我昨天听你讲到。
He said, I was listening to
you
yesterday.
第一天的神就讲到我来了。
The first day I was here,
我发现你太厉害了。
I discovered that you are too talented.
怎么一个人可以厉害到这个地步？
How can a person be so talented?
非常不甘愿。
So I am not happy of you.
所以呢，我立志一定要拼过你，我才甘愿。
So I made a determination to be better than you.
我惊奇万分呢。
I was astonished.
你知道我没有责备他呢。
I did not rebuke him.
我问他的时候
，I shook his hand.
我说我等这样的青年人很久了。
I said I waited for such a young man for a long time.
真的可以超过我。
I truly hope that you will surpass me.
愿上帝赐福给你。
May the Lord bless you.
他说我今天不进去了。
He said I will not.
第一天够了。
First day is enough.
我要发现你的力量、你的精神从哪里来。
I want to discover where your strength, your spirit, and your power comes from.
把你当作我竞争的对象。
I will treat you as my competitor.
我要超过你。
I want to surpass you.
这个大概是16年前的事情。
It happened 16 years ago.
我永远不会忘记这个事情。
I cannot forget this.
第二次是我更惊奇的。
The second thing that astonished me.
因为是第二次，所以没有像那一次那样惊奇的那样厉害。
Because it's the second time, so not as astonished.
但我还是认为更惊奇。
But I was still astonished.
竟然是一个12岁的孩子讲出来的。
It came from a 12-year-old.
这个人在哪里呢？
Where was this person?
在西班牙。
In Spain.
他的爸爸请我吃饭。
The father gave me a treat.
吃饭到一半的时候
，We were having our dinner.
他的爸爸说：“哎，我的孩子，来，贝塔牧师说晚安。
”He asked the child to say good night to.
哎，我看到他很可爱。 我也说晚安，我就请他坐在我旁边，我就画图画给他，跟他谈谈话。我很喜欢跟孩子在一起，所以他跟我谈谈谈谈的很投机以后呢，我就问他你长大要做什么？
I ask him what do you want to be when you grow up?
做牧师。
He said I want to be a pastor.
啊，我很高兴了。
I was happy.
我再问他说，像我是不是？
Is it like me?
不。
The child said no.
要超过你。
Better than you.
十二岁的孩子。
12 years old.
我不是要像你。
I'm not like you.
我要超过你。
I want to be better than you.
我心里快乐得不得了。
I was so happy.
我照样抱着他。
Again, I hug him.
我说盼望你超过我。
I said I'm willing that you be better than me. Dear brothers and sisters.
错误的妒忌。
A wrong form of jealousy. 犯罪
的妒忌。Jealousy
that's
bad. 自私的妒忌。
A jealousy that's selfish.
不甘愿神把恩赐给别人的妒忌。
A jealousy that's not willing that God is gracious to others.
不应该有。
We ought not to have this.
但是健康的妒忌。
But a healthy jealousy.
有造就性的妒忌。
A jealousy that constructs.
奋发图强的妒忌。
A jealousy that makes us strive.
从懒惰出来的妒忌。
To remove us from laziness.
殷勤侍奉的妒忌。
That we will serve him diligently.
就是我们应该有的。
We ought to have such jealousy.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们之所以不能长进。
The reason why we cannot grow spiritually.
因为我们太甘愿别人长进，我们就长进。
It is because we are so willing that others will grow.
我们今天之所以没有进步。
The reason why we do not improve ourselves.
因为我们甘心别人一直前进，我们一直落后。
Because we are happy that others are improving.
我们应当从这些事悔改过来。
We need to repent.
不是说我们不长进，我们就谦卑。
It doesn't mean that we are humble when we do not grow.
也不能说别人长进就是骄傲。
Or that others are arrogant when they grow spiritually.
在我的神学院里面。
In my seminary.
当我读第二年级的时候。
When I was in the second year.
发生过一件这样的事情。
There was an incident.
我房间隔壁的房间有两个学同学。
There were two students living beside me.
常常比赛哪个分数比较高。
They always compete academically.
后来慢慢有一个很怕别人比他高。
There was a person that was afraid others will win.
他就问，哎，某某人，你今天拿到几分？
He will always ask, how many marks did you receive?
如果他说我拿到92分。
If the other guy said 92.
他问回来你几分呢？
And the other guy will ask, how many you have?
98.
He said, I have 98.
他就很高兴的。
He was very happy.
那如果再问你几分呢？
If he asked, how many marks you have?
大概说98。
The other guy said 98.
问到你几分呢？
And ask him how many.
不必讲，不必讲，就是因为他输了。
He said, oh, never mind.
所以他圣人他就大声讲，不圣人他就很谦卑。
He will be very humble when he lost.
有一天他问别的人的时候，你今天拿到几分的人
？One day he asked another person, "How many marks did you have?"
很小声的说。
That person said softly.
他知道这个事情不妙了。
He knows something is wrong.
我今天拿到100分。
He said I got full marks.
他很谦卑的讲100分。
With humility, he said full marks.
那么这个人也自知，这个有自知就不会问你几分，因为99就输，98也输，对不对？
So the person who has been asked know that he already won.
所以呢，他就不问。
So he did not ask the other guy.
我拿到100分就低头下去了。
He said I received 100 marks and he bowed his head.
你知道什么事情发生了？
You know what happened?
这个人就整个脸孔很正版的，很冷板的对他说。
The other guy very sternly said.
我年龄比你大。
I'm older than you.
我奉主的名劝你不要骄傲。
In the name of the Lord, I tell you, do not be arrogant.
那个人莫名其妙。
The other guy was confused.
奉万王之王、万主之主的名呢。
He used the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
奉主的名劝你不要骄傲。
He said, in the name of the Lord, I tell you, don't be arrogant.
世界上最令人讨厌的事情是什么？
What is the most sickening thing in the world?
就是先误会人，然后劝勉人。
Is when you other people mistaken you and then persuade you.
把一个人当作错的、不知的，你一直讲要他知，根本他早就知道，而且他知的比你更多，你还一直要改正他，这是很讨厌的事情，对不对？
Very sickening when other people try to correct you when you're right in the first place.
那个人跑来找我了。
So the other person came to look for me.
他说：“唐崇勇，请你为我祷告。”
He said, "Stephen Dong, why don't you pray for me?"
我有一个一天到晚劝我谦卑的弟兄。
I have a brother that always asks me to be humble.
在我的房间里。
He lived together in the same room.
我说：“你感谢主啊。”
I said, "You got to give."
有人劝你谦卑很好吗？
It's a good thing.
免得你骄傲吧。
So that you will not be arrogant.
他说：“我也不知道他劝我谦卑是为什么。”
He said, "I don't know why he keep asking me to be humble."
你跟他同一房间，你不知道，我怎么知道？
And I said, well, you live with him.
他说今年他又劝我要谦卑了。
He said, today he again tell me to be humble.
我说他劝你谦卑什么？
I said, humble about what?
他说因为我100分。
It's because I got full marks.
我也不问他几分。
I never ask him how many marks he had.
他就突然间我奉主的名劝你要谦卑。
But suddenly he said, in the name of the Lord, do not be arrogant.
劝你不要骄傲。
Do not be proud.
我说 something wrong happened.
有一点错误。
不是你骄傲。
It is not that you're arrogant.
所以他不喜欢你比他好。
Is that he is jealous?
所以那个人正落在痛苦的中间。
And so he is indeed suffering jealousy.
落在不必要的痛苦中间。
Unnecessary suffering.
因为这个妒忌是不需要的。
This is unnecessary.
有的人高，有的人低，不要紧。
It is all right for some to score more.
所以自从那件事情以后呢？
From that incident onward,
我发现在我的班也有同样的情形。
I discover there are same people in my class.
我班里有两个人拼得很厉害，99, 98, 99, 100, 98, 99, 97, 99, 100, 两个人。
There are two persons that did the same thing.
第三个就是我。
And I'm the third.
我也是九十八、九十九、一百
呀。I'm also a very high scorer.
既然知道他们看重分数到这个地步
，Since I knew that they are all very anxious about this,
我就故意比他们懒惰一点。
I purposely became a bit lazier.
让他们第一、第二，我第三好了。
So that I always be on the third place.
所以呢，他有时候就问我，你读到第几章啊
？So sometimes they ask me which chapter are you at.
我说还是第一章。
I will say, well,、ah, chapter one.
你这样聪明，慢慢读不要紧的。
They will say, oh, you are so intelligent. Never mind, study slowly.
他已经读完了一遍了。
They have studied once.
从第一章到二十几章都读完了。
From chapter one to chapter 20.
再从头再读。
And they study again.
你读到几章啊
？They will ask me chapter one.
我说我读到第三章。
I will say chapter three.
啊，你不要紧，没问题，没问题。
They will say never mind, it's okay.
只要你输他，他就很高兴。
They will be very happy if you are losing.
要使他快乐，你一定要常常输才好的。
In order to make them happy, you must lose.
那么七点半考书的时候
，When the exam comes at 7:30,
七点到七点十分就祷告的时候
7 to 7:15, we pray.
全部同学进到礼堂。
All the students will come in.
祷告十分钟，然后大家再温习二十分钟就考书了。
We will pray for 10 minutes and revise for 20 minutes.
每一次轮到他带领祷告的时候
，Every time when this person leads,
他七点祷告是七点二十六分。
He will pray from 7 to 7:26.
因为他已经全部读完了，让别人没有温习的可能。
So that others will not have the opportunity to revise.
这种动机呢没有讲出来，但是大家心里早就明白了。
Everybody knows what he is up to.
所以很多人很气他。
So many people are angry.
在我心里想，主啊，他有这种需要，可怜他。如果他不这样，可能会病更可怜，对不对
？In my heart, I say, Oh Lord, he needs to do this. If not, he will get sick.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你所做的事情没有错。
If the things you do are not wrong,
别人没有办法容纳你做的事情。
But others cannot accommodate it.
你只能怜悯他。
You can only have mercy on them.
你不必生气他。
Don't be angry.
但是呢
，However,
因为妒忌
，If because of jealousy
产生不必要的仇恨，常常会发生的事情。
You would have hatred that ought not to be there.
我是不是犯罪？我今天还不知道。
I do not know if I'm sinning.
我故意懒惰一点。
What I did was I tried to be lazy.
我故意分数低一点。
To give lower marks,
让他们快乐一点。
That they will be happy.
这是我那个时候决定，因为知道那件事在引导，这个就变成我变成在实验室里面了解什么叫人的心理学。
And this is how I understood human psychology in real life.
后来呢
？Later,
毕业了
，when we graduated,
他上工厂
，he went to work,
做工的时候
，when they're in the harvest field,
常常发生不如意的事情。
Many unpleasant things happen to him.
最后一次他对我讲话。
The last time I spoke to him,
他说我这个教会太不对了。
He said my church is horrible.
我说为什么、
啊、？I asked why.
根据章程做传道两年就按立牧师了。
He says based on the constitution, I ought to be ordained as a pastor after 2 years.
我今年已经八年了，他们还不按我做牧师。
But I've been here 8 years.
后来我很想知道到底为什么。
I wanted to find out why.
他们的执事在耳边告诉我。
Their deacon said to me,
他是个太自私的人。
He is a selfish person.
太计较的人。
A person that takes care of trivial things.
自己为中心的。
Very self-centered.
所以这个教会让他做传道，因为他的孩子很多，他的生活如果离开这个教会很困难。
The church allowed him to preach because he had lots of children and he would have been living in difficulties.
但是绝对不安立他做牧师。
But they will never ordain him as minister.
我也不能对他讲这个话。
I didn't tell him this.
我很怕他心受伤。
I'm afraid that he will be hurt.
我看见了。
But I can see.
一个错误的一个。这个不健康的妒忌害人多深。
I can see the damage that an unhealthy jealousy will bring.
后来他闷闷不乐，几年以后就死了。
And he died in sadness a few years later.
终追究到底啊。
From the beginning to the end.
我从他在读神学的时候心太窄。
He came about from this narrow-mindedness when he was a seminary student.
我不知道我那个时候比较懒惰一点，让他比我更好，免得他妒忌我是不是犯罪，我不知道。
I do not know whether I have sinned by purposely being lazier that, so that he can be better than me.
我知道应当做的我努力做。
But I know that I will try my best to do the task at hand.
不应当争的我不争。
I will not fight for things that ought not to.
神就这样赐福我的工作，直到今天这个时候。
And the Lord has blessed my ministry till today.
有一个时候我得到很多的钱。
There was a moment in time when I received a lot of money. 我一到他的家里，把一半分给他。And I always give half to him.
因为他有很多的孩子。
Because he had lots of children.
那个时候我还没有结婚。
At that time I was not married.
我试试看给他喜乐。
I thought that I would bring some joy to him.
试试看给他的侍奉更轻松。
I thought that I would relieve his burden.
试试看为主工作更甘心。
I thought that I would make him more willing to serve the Lord.
但是我发现小人很难服侍的。
But I discovered that it is very difficult to help a person like that.
实在是困难的。
Very difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经的教训我们好好记住。
Let us remember the teachings of the Bible.
我们应当有像上帝那样圣洁的妒忌。
We ought to have the holy jealousy of God.
我绝对不把我的荣耀归给假神。
Then we will not give our glory to false idols.
我绝对要追讨你们。
The Lord will hold us accountable.
你爱我，守我的约的。
Those who love him and obey his commandments.
我要赐福给你到子孙千代。
He will bless us for generations to come.
你把荣耀归给假神的。
But when we give his glory to others,
你背叛我的。
When we betray him,
追讨你的罪，直到三世代。
He will help us accountable for three to four generations.
这个三世代跟千代怎么比呢？
How do we compare three generations to generations?
我只能解释千代就等于永永远远。
I can only explain thousands of generations as eternity.
三世代就把你祖父对父亲的影响，父亲对孩子的影响，是人格错失带来的没有办法挽回的对后代的影响。
But three generations will be the influence that the grandfather has on the father has on the son.
因为我你的上帝。
Because I, your God,
是一个忌邪的上帝。
Is a jealous God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你妒忌那些比你更热心的人吗？
Are you jealous of those who are more fervent than you are?
那么真正应该做的就是你比他更热心的好不好？
What you need to do is to be more fervent than they are.
你妒忌那些比你更多结果子的人吗？
Are you jealous of those who bear more fruit than you
have? 真正应该做的你比他更努力传福音的好不好？
The correct response should be you should work harder for the gospel.
你妒忌很多人尊重某某人吗？
Are you jealous of the honor that some people receive?
那么你就是像他一样做一些使人可尊敬的事情好不好？
Then you should learn from him and do things that are honorable.
我几次为对我的同工说。
I often say to my co-workers.
You should earn your own respect.
你应该赚取你的尊荣。
You do not only stand under my shadow.
你不要站在我的影子的下面。
因为人尊重我，你盼望人也同样尊重你是不可能。
It is not possible for you to gain the respect that I have received.
他们尊重我，因为我有几十年侍奉的记录。
They respect and honor me because I have served for decades.
他们感觉到应当尊重这样一个人，他就把尊重送来了。
They honor me and respect me because they think I am deserving.
请你注意一句话。
Take note of this.
我们很容易用钱、用权使人恭维我们。
It is easy to buy sort of honor with money or power.
Not honor.恭维就是一种虚假的奉承。
It is easy to buy false respects from others.
但是你只能用真正的品德，让人心服口服，从内心把尊敬给你。
But true respect from the heart can only come about with upright character.
恭维是礼貌。
False attributions are from courtesy.
恭维不是恭敬。
It is not the same as true honor.
Courtesy is not respect. Respect is not courtesy.真正的恭敬是从内心出来的。
True respect comes from the heart.
所以我对我的同工说 ，You everybody should earn your own respect.
每一个人应该赚取自己的尊敬。
Only because you deserve to be respected.
因为你配得这一种的荣耀。
如果你不配得尊敬
，If it's not unworthy,
你千万不要求人尊敬。
Do not demand that from others.
你这种妒忌是没有用的。
Such form of jealousy is useless.
你在德性的范围。
But in the area of character,
做到你应当做的
if you fulfill what you ought to,
发挥到你应当发挥的
and you fulfill your potential,
比他更有牺牲的精神
with more sacrificial
spirit, 更有舍己的精神
a more denying of
yourself, 更有奋斗的精神
more striving,
那种圣洁的妒忌是你应该有的
then you ought to have such form of striving,
真正做到的时候
when you achieve that,
恭敬会送来
Respect will come naturally.
恭敬不能抢来，只能送来。
You cannot demand it, you need to earn it.
我们大家讲这句好不好？恭敬不能抢来，只能送来。我是传道人。
I am a preacher.
有另外一个传道人。
There's another preacher.
对一个他很信任的人说，为什么大家这么尊重唐崇荣？
Said to another person, why do everybody respect Stephen Tong?
我跟他一样的嘛。
I am like him.
我们都在一样做工。
We are all working as
hard. 为什么人家要尊重他？
Why would people respect
and honor him? 他们应该用同样的尊重来尊重我。
They should honor me in the same manner.
那一个人对他讲一句话。
The other person said to him,
你知道他讲什么？
You know what he said?
你们不同的地方。
The difference between the two of you
就是唐崇荣从来不要求人尊重他
is that Stephen Tong has never demanded respect from others.
你认为人应当像尊重他一样来尊重。
But you demand the kind of respect that he has.
所以不一样。
That is the difference.
怪不得人不尊重你，尊重他。
And that is why people do not respect you.
他听了更气。
He got even more angry.
他说连你也不尊重我。
He said you do not respect me.
后来他们的感情越来越不好。
In the end, they broke away.
这样的事情呢？
Such incidents
会越来越恶化
will become worse.
恶性循环的
It is a vicious cycle.
所以你用妒忌解决事情没有办法解决
You cannot solve problem with jealousy.
你用品德争回，用你的伟大来得罪人对你应当的尊敬
You need to earn your respect with the upright character.
怎么样去得罪呢
How do you earn it?
做当做的
You do what you ought to.
发挥当发挥
And fulfill what you ought to.
尽当尽的
And fulfill your responsibility.
受当受的
And bear the suffering.
你做什么呢
What do you do?
做照你所得的恩赐应当做的工作
To do work that is based upon the talents you receive.
你受什么呢 受你的名分当受的羞辱跟痛苦
You suffer the suffering of the work that you need to do.
你尽什么呢你尽你尽心尽力所当做的工作
You fulfill your responsibility with utmost ability.
神的美意
And accomplish the good will of God.
为什么呢发挥你潜在能里面所可能大爆的最后的成就
And you develop to your ability the full potential in your life
这里去妒忌
And you need to be jealous
如果他能做到这个地步
If they can do this
为什么我不能
Why can't I
我今天早上在我的教会讲到的时候
This morning when I preach in my church
我提到了几个公司
I mentioned a few things
一个是日产汽车公司
A few company The first one is a Japanese company
Nissan Nissan 的意思就是日产的意思
The word Nissan means made in Japan.
这是全亚洲第一个汽车公司。
The first car company in the Asia.
比 Toyota 更早几十年。
Decades earlier than Toyota.
他们做这个汽车的时候。
When they manufacture their cars.
日本货在全世界的市场是给人家看不起的。
The world looked down on Japanese goods back then.
你用完了怎么这样坏坏日本做的。
So when things spoil, we often say that it's made in Japan.
一听到提到日本货的，人家就看不起了。
In early days, everybody looked down on things made in Japan.
是有自信心。
But Nissan had the confidence.
他说我们的汽车用日本产品，日产，告诉人我们的产品是好的。
He said that we will name our company Nissan to tell people that Japanese goods are good.
这种奋斗比妒忌更好。
This sort of spirit is better than jealousy.
你怪不要怪人不尊重你。
Don't blame others for not respecting you.
你不要怪人不信任你。
And don't blame others for not trusting you.
怪你自己没有资格给人信任。
You blame yourself for not having the qualities for respect.
后来日产的汽车。
And then later the cars of Nissan.
真的达到了曾经一部车开了28万还没有重新组它的机器。Overhaul.
A state where a car can travel for 280,000 miles without an overhaul.
所以就像，原来这个公司做的机器很稳的。
And people start to realize that they have good products.
他们再用省油来出名。
And then they get famous because they are very fuel efficient.
后来就变成全世界买日本车了。
And then they become popular around the world.
当这个 Toyota 公司起来的时候。
When Toyota started.
一定要超过日产。
They wanted to surpass Nissan.
后来达到什么程度呢？
And then they work so hard.
他们大概十多年前
That about more than 10 years ago.
他们决定继续研究研究研究到德国的车美国的车还没有研究到的地步
They start to, and decided to do research into the stage where the Germans and the Americans had not reached.
甚至把整年的盈利 20% 是投资做研究更新更好的机器的工作
They spent 24% of their net profit in research.
我今天不是Toyota dealer.
I'm not a Toyota dealer.
我没有拿到一块钱的 commission.
I don't have commission.
但我告诉你，他们的车是全世界最少毛病的汽车。
But I tell you that they have the best quality cars in the world.
Most trouble free.
Most trouble free.
你永远不能否定这个事情。
You cannot deny this.
除非别的车能超过他的车。
Unless there is another better car.
Toyota 为什么在香港变得出名，由全世界都公认呢
？Why do they have such a reputation?
从前呢，这个香港的这个 taxi 一定是用 Mercedes。
In the past in Hong Kong, all the taxi were used Mercedes.
后来第一家的这个 taxi 公司换成 Toyota 的时候
，When the first taxi company switched to Toyota,
他们发现很奇怪的一件事情。
They discovered something strange.
很少人要做。
Very few people want to take.
等 Mercedes 来才。
They all waited for Mercedes.
坐 taxi 就坐 Mercedes， 同样价钱嘛。
Same price.
但是等到没有 Mercedes 来，不得不坐 Toyota 的时候。
When they had no choice but to sit Toyota.
他们发现一件事情。
They discovered something.
太平山下一直上一直下一直上在那下，这个水箱不会热的。
They discovered that although they go up and down the hills, there is no overheating.
Mercedes 像上山上几次以后慢慢热起来了。
But not the case for Mercedes-Benz.
但是 Toyota 总是在80度以下。
Toyota maintained the temperature pretty constantly.
85度以下。
About 85.
从来没有超过那个热的。
Never exceeding that.
所以大家就开始注意这个车。
So they all took note of the car.
后来再一种车叫做 Honda 出来了。
And then the next car Honda came.
Honda 出来的时候呢
？When Honda arrived.
你知道 Honda 起先的本钱多少钱
？Their initial investment.
谁知道基础？
Who knows the initial investment?
Honda 公司是1949年开始的。
They started in 1949.
本钱$3,000。
Only $3,000
期间很穷，只有做什么电风扇。
They keep making fans.
电风扇就需要一个 dynamo， 对不对
？You need a dynamo.
所以这个的 motor 做了以后呢，哎，在研究这个扇的几度，风会多，冷度会减少多少。所以他这样的就慢慢风扇做得很好。
And from that they become very good at making fans.
然后再用这个 motor 再放在一个机器里面可以打风，所以你汽车轮胎扁了，啾啾啾啾就可以把风打起来了。
And then from that they created a product that will pump air into your tires.
又单单做这就没有什么意思，后来做得很成功的，这个 motor 呢就把它放在汽车上，脚车上，脚车变成 motorcycle。
And then they started making motorcycles using the same motor concept.
Honda 就变成最好的汽车厂之一。
And then they became one of the best car manufacturers.
机器的耐用度一点不输给 Mercedes.
They are as good as Mercedes-Benz.
但是它的这个冷却的系统好得不得了。
And they have good cooling system.
不但如此，它的力量可能是同样汽车的差不多一倍半到两倍那么多。
And they have greater power than other cars.
而非常非常的省油。
And it is very fuel efficient.
California 有一个美国人
，In California there's an American，
他是一个机器工程师
，He is a auto engineer，
他就把一个 Toyota， Honda Civic 的机器拿下来
，He took a engine from a Honda Civic，
做翅膀做机件，结果就飞上天了
，And he added parts and then he became an aeroplane。
所以有人曾经用 Toyota， 用这个 Honda Civic 的机器做小飞机。
And so you see, people can make a small plane using the engine.
哇 ，Honda 公司高兴得不得了。
Honda was very excited.
去把这个当作广告。
And use that as a
我亲眼看过一次的广告，以后找不到了。
I've seen the ad before.
那一次的广告登出来的时候
，After the ad appeared,
他说 ，This airplane is using the Honda Civic engine.
这个飞机是用 Honda Civic 的引擎。
下面有句话 ，Warning.
但是有一个警告
，Do not try yourself.
不要去尝试自己。
No guarantee for your safety.
没有安全的这个保证。
那这个公司起来是很不容易的。
So it was difficult for them to come out.
我相信这些公司
，I believe these companies
都隐藏着日本色的妒忌
，all had a Japanese sense of jealousy.
1905年的时候
，in 1905,
日本用小船围攻苏联的大航空母舰，把它继承下来。
The Japanese attacked the aircraft carrier, the Russian aircraft carrier with tiny
boats. 到了第二次世界大战的时候
，By the Second World War,
他们用自杀性的小飞机冲到烟囱里面，把美国很多大船炸沉了。
They were able to attack a lot of the American ships with suicide bombers.
亚洲有这种精神，虽然是很凶的，但是也是应当佩服的。
These are very fierce spirit, but things that we ought to respect.
为什么什么都英国、美国，什么都外国人，为什么都是白种人？我们黄种人起来，不要输！这种妒忌是奋发图强的妒忌。
This sort of jealousy that says that why should everything be by the Caucasians? This is
闷闷不乐的妒忌，有机会去杀人，那个没有用。
Passive jealousy to kill others is not necessary.
光明正大的妒忌，拼命做得比别人好，那种妒忌是好的。
But the jealousy that help us to strive to be better, we should have.
两个礼拜以前
，two weeks ago，
我看到一篇文章
，I saw an article，
我吓了一跳
，that shocked me。
韩国妒忌日本，像从前日本妒忌英国一样。
The Koreans are jealous of the Japanese, like the Japanese were jealous of the English.
这几年呢，韩国的汽车越做越好，所以连杨长老都买韩国的汽车。
没有了，现在是 Toyota。
哦，他换为日本汽车了，表示他的经济越来越好了。韩国的这个 Hyundai 现代公司
，The company Hyundai of Korea，
去年一年卖车卖多少，你知道吗
？Do you know how many cars they sold？
330万辆。
They sold 3.3 million。
330万辆。
3.3 million.
历史上第一次超过 Honda。
For the first time, they surpassed Honda.
所以已经变成了全世界第七大汽车公司。
It has become the seventh largest car manufacturers in the world.
对不起，第八大。
The eighth.
那么 Honda 退到第九。
And Honda became the ninth.
你看，事情会改变。
So you see, things will change.
你不必埋怨。
Do not complain.
你不必妒忌。
Do not be jealous.
你要奋发图强。
You need to strive.
好不好？
Is this a good thing?
前途是无量的。
There are lots of things we can do.
对付自己。
We take care of ourselves.
攻克己身。
We subject ourselves.
消除你的懒惰。
To get rid of our laziness.
努力奋斗。
And strive.
与最前进的人。
And work hard with the people in front.
来相比。
And compare ourselves with the best.
超越他们。
And surpass them.
不要怕怕他们。
Do not be afraid.
那你的前途就很好了。
And then you have a bright future.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
给我们这个真正努力向上进的人。
That we will be a person that truly strive to do our best.
把邪恶的妒忌。
The evil jealousy.
变成忌邪的妒忌。
Ought to be transformed to a jealousy of evil.
把害人的妒忌。
The jealousy that will harm others.
变成改救自己的妒忌。
Ought to be transformed to a jealousy that will change ourselves. 把
不甘心人进步的妒忌。
A jealousy that is not willing to let others
are good. 奋发图强的妒忌。
Maybe change it to one that will help us strive.
那上帝一定赐福给。
And the Lord will bless us.
愿主赐福我们每个人。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together and pray.